Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Roderick Rules, by Jeff Kinney.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To Julie, Will and Grant. September, Monday. I guess Mom was pretty proud of herself for making me write in that journal last year, because now she went and bought me another one. But remember how I said that if some jerk caught me carrying a book with diary on the cover, they were going to get the wrong idea? Well, that's exactly what happened today. Sissy! Ugh! That was my brother Roderick. Now that Roderick knows I have another journal, I better remember to keep this one locked up. Roderick actually got a hold of my last journal a few weeks back, and it was a disaster. But don't even get me started on that story. Even without my Roderick problems, my summer was pretty lousy. Our family didn't go anywhere or do anything fun, and that was Dad's fault. Dad made me join the swim team again, and he wanted to make sure I didn't miss any meets this year. There we were, all lined up at the swimming pool, ready to dive in, with parents yelling things like, "Kill him, Brandon! No mercy, Todd!" And my dad saying, "Stop shivering, Greg." Dad's got this idea that I'm destined to be a great swimmer or something, so that's why he makes me join the team every summer. At my first swim meet a couple of years ago, Dad told me that when the umpire shot off the starter pistol, I was supposed to dive in and start swimming. But what he didn't tell me was that the starter gun only fired blanks. So I was a whole lot more worried about where the bullet was going to land than I was about getting...